Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Season Countdown, an in-depth look at all 34 of the region's local football clubs. Here's your host, Tom King.
Well, it's sort of a new tradition as we kick things off for another year as part of the Season Countdown here on K-Rock Football, and that is that we get St. Joseph's coach Paul Carson speaking to us first. He basically told me, he said, is it me again to kick things off? Give the people what they want. So I'm giving the people what they don't necessarily want, but Carso thinks what they want. And he's our first guest on the Season Countdown. Carso, welcome to you.
G'day, Kingy. Welcome, mate. Thanks for having me.
Nah, always a pleasure to talk.
Number one slot.
We start off with you, and your football club's in an interesting position, and it comes down to who you've lost in the off-season, and the names are handy. Walsh, Tudor, Kerris. So you've lost your best and fairest. You've lost your leading goal kicker, who was runner-up in your best and fairest. And you've lost, of course, another gun in Kerris, who was runner-up in the Matheson Medal. How do you go about replacing such a key trio?
Good question. I don't think you can replace these guys, not like for like. All different in their own right. I suppose highly publicised was the Walshy transition, which obviously, we were really, really disappointed from a footy club and a lot of disappointed sort of friends of Walshy's over the last sort of few years. But Cameron Tudor in his own right, obviously a little bit more mature age now, got a really good offer to play footy in Melbourne. He lives in Melbourne, so I understand that. And Jordan Kerris wanted to get into coaching. So, you know, different in their own right. So we respect their decisions to move on. But, yeah, we are in a bit of an interesting sort of phase. I suppose it was always coming, and I think probably on the back of 2 years with COVID, it's probably fast forward that a little bit. I think some of these more mature age guys are either losing motivation or just thinking, well, what's next in my football journey? And that's probably what's brought about a little bit of transition with some sort of depth players there that you mentioned that have been around the footy club for 5 or 6 years, might have only played 20 or so senior games. But the other thing is, Kingy, that it just opens up doors and opportunity for our young guys. And, you know, we've been blessed for a long time. We've got a great junior system in place, and these guys now get opportunity again, as they did last year.
Yep. The big one, I think, is Tudor. I don't think people realise how good he's been and for how long he's been good. He kicked 32 goals last year. Your next best was Brand Haynes with 11. You've got to replace those goals. How do you replace, one, the marking target that is Tudor, but two, the goals that he kicked, the average three a game?
Well, that's part of our planning now through the off-season is how do we, and who steps up, I suppose. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure what that looks like just yet. We're really hoping, like I said, there's going to be opportunity for guys. The way we move the footy coming inside 450 is going to have to be a little bit different to cater, because we don't have that real sort of, out and out 195 centimetre marking option that Chu's provided. But we'll find ways, we'll find avenues. The good thing is we're not going to be predictable, and that's going to cause some opposition, some headaches, I've got no doubt about that. Got some good young kids. We've probably got more speed around the footy now, so we're still really confident we can get enough entries. We just, we'll tinker with what the setup looks like to make sure we can hit the scoreboard.
Walsh, as we know, off to Colac and AFL Barwon with a sense of theatre that round one, St. Joey's and Colac at Drew Oval, and Carrick Footy will be all over that on April 2, which we're looking forward to. But people forget about young Tom Zampatti, who played round one last year in a combination with Walsh in the ruck, but didn't last, I think, the first quarter, but he's had a great recovery. And you and I have spoken about him in the pre-season, but can you give us an update on him and will we see him round one?
Yeah, that's right. Poor Zampa, he lasted about 5 minutes in that round one game last year. He's trekking really, really well. He feels strong. He actually said to me, he feels stronger now than he ever has before. It's probably forced him to work muscles and build muscles that he never had for a big guy. So I would say he's on track for round one, yep. And Zampa's got a real drive and real motivation about his how he's approached this pre-season and his rehab. And I think Big Zampa would be frothing at the bit to get a crack at Walshy. head-to-head in round one. So I'm genuinely excited for that contest.
What reception do you reckon Walshy gets in round one from the faithful that stand in front of the Alan Russell Pavilion?
He'll get some sort of reception from our playing group. Like I touched on, there's some really disappointed guys there that built relationships with Henry. And he's made his decision. We respect that. But I'm sure if the guys get an opportunity to probably give the ribs a tickle, I'm sure they will.
Your other ins, obviously Zampatti's as good as an in, but just talk to us about Jack Mentha. Now, Jack's had some connection to this area. I reckon he might have been on Newcomb's list and Bell Park's list. Is that right at some stage?
Yeah, correct. So a few years ago now, he was at Bell Park and had an ankle injury, which set him right. He only played the first couple of games for the season. That basically ended his year. He'd signed at Newcombe, but never actually trained or played for that matter. That was a second club as well at that point in time. So he's a bit of a journeyman for a 23-year-old, but comes with a real experience and real sort of mature body, good size, young fella, and good experience playing up at in Darwin over the off season and at Frankston last year. Kicked, I reckon, maybe 18 goals or something like that in 10 games. So he knows how to hit the scoreboard. I think he's going to be a really good player for us.
Yep. Will he spend a bit of time at the VFL? He's training down there. Do you expect that, you know, he's one you might not see often, or is it more likely he's in red, gold and black?
I'm hoping for Jack's sake that he plays all his footy at Geelong. He's really driven. He's really motivated. He wants to play at the highest level he can. So I wish him all the best with that. But if we get him, then fantastic. But hopefully we don't for his sake.
Yep. Clem Nagorka comes from Koroit, having played in a bunch of flags, because that's what happens if you play at Koroit. You're just playing premierships for fun. His brother Levi came up 2 or 3 years ago, I think did a knee, but Clem comes up through that connection. What can you tell us about Clem?
Yeah, Clem's a younger brother of Levi. He's only 20 years of age. Clem's moves really well from what I've seen. Through training and our match sim, he's going to be a real find. And the guys I talked to from Koroit tell me he's better than Levi, which I'd be staggered if that's the case, because Levi also shaped up to be a really solid player. So early signs, Clem's really well balanced, good speed, good foot skills. He's a sponge. You know, he wants to learn. He wants to play at the highest level too. He's got ambition to hopefully progress into some sort of VFL footy in the years to come. I think Clem is going to fit in well and contribute, definitely.
Yep. And Zach Alderton comes down from the Shep Swans, Goulburn Valley League, on a par with the Geelong League. I know that the Swans haven't been one of the stronger clubs up there, but has played some good GV footy. What does he bring to St. Joey's?
So Zach is probably what I would classify as a Jordan Kerris replacement, I suppose. He's built the same. He's really strong. Got a big sort of strong frame on him, big shoulders. He's going to be a sort of see ball, get ball. And I tell you what, from what I've seen, I wouldn't get in his way. He's going to burrow in. He's going to get the footy out. There's a real no fuss about him. He's got a real hard edge to him, which is fantastic. And we're excited to have him run out again with us.
You also will have Cal Mitchell full-time. He's pulled the pin on his VFL stint, where he played some really good footy with the Cats, and we know what he can do as a GFL player, a multiple premiership player, I think, with St. Joseph's now, but to have him full-time and hopefully fit and firing gives you, I suppose, some sense that you can have a replacement of sorts for Tudor if you're playing forward.
Yeah, to have Cal, firstly, you know, he hasn't missed a session, but it's his leadership is second to none, and that's been the biggest thing I've noticed. The guys love him, and he really sees the game well, and he gets it. He's a really good teacher of the game. He's only probably 24 years of age, I think, but he's going to be a real sort of, like you say, nearly a recruit for us. He only played a couple of games last year, and he will probably spend most of his time forward, but we do know he's got the ability to obviously go back if need be. And the other one in that is obviously Gowley as well. We secure Gowley at a full-time capacity, which is fantastic. Again, he probably only played 3 or 4 games last year for us, but to get him in there in the midfield too. And both these guys have not missed a beat through the summer, really applied themselves well and taken on our program and really led by example.
Well, was there some disappointment that Patrick McCartan got a another shot with the Swans. Was there part of you thinking, gee, if he doesn't get thrown an AFL lifeline, he could park himself in the goal square at Drew Oval?
Well, we're out for Paddy, really rapt for Paddy, but there was, I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't a small part of me that was just sitting on the edge of my seat there to see how that played out, because we definitely had been in contact. But no, that's a great outcome for Paddy, and we hope he can get back to playing AFL footy.
Yeah, absolutely. It might be a spot down back with him alongside his brother, the way that the Swans are shaping up. Yeah, no, it'd be absolutely fantastic. Your first month, Colac, North Shore out there against the North Shore team that are probably going to be a bit of an unknown quantity. South Barwon on Anzac Day, which we always know is a good game of footy, and Grovedale as well. Colac and Grovedale got you in the three games you played across those two clubs last year. South Barwon are going to be no pushover, and as I said, North Shore, we're a bit of an unknown, but are going to be young and enthusiastic. It's a good little April that you've got ahead of you.
Well, I think it's going to be a good little 2022, Kingy. I think every game this year, it actually looks like it's going to be game on. I don't think there's... I really feel like it's going to be a really even year across the board, so which is good for us, being a young team. We approach every game as being winnable, of course, but we know we also have to be on our game every week or somewhere close to it to get the points. But we're really excited by that, and I think the GFL should be excited as a whole. I think it's going to be a really good year as footy plays out.
Carso, restructure, promotion, relegation has been put on the agenda by new AFL Barwon Region General Manager Bruce Harwood. During your coaching tenure at Joey's, it hasn't really been a talking point, but looks like it's going to be again. Where do you sit on that at the moment?
Look, from a football point of view, I'm all for it. I think in a fair and reasonable competition, or a Divi 1 competition, that really, we really pride ourselves on being the number one competition outside of the AFL in the state. I think it needs to be a 10-team comp, and I think we need to play everyone twice. I think that's fair and reasonable, and have the best team, 10 teams in the region in that league. I understand there's challenges around netball and how that sort of works, but if it was me, that's how I would structure it. 100%.
Yep. The tough call is that the two teams who then find themselves shuffled out, but I'm guessing that's for people above our pay grades.
Well, I think, yeah, that's right. They're going to be stiff, and there's going to be a lot of, history and these sorts of things that sort of, get left behind that footy club. But, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it's all about sort of trying to rebuild and get yourself back to that competition, because I'm sure it's no fun rolling out every week and getting beaten. That's not good for anybody.
Your coaching staff, just a slight adjustment there. Gary Hocking, who you were so fortunate to have last year, is headed to Leopold to take the vacant position there that Jace Tom left open by his move up north. But landing in your laps a club great and a man who's spent a lot of time in the AFL and AFLW systems in Paul Hood. Can you talk to us about what Hood he's brought to the club over pre-season?
I have been really, really, really blessed here and with my assistant coaches, and I was lucky last year with Gary, and then, as soon as Hoodie announced that he'd finished at Geelong, it might have been July, August last year, I was on the phone to him, and straight away, right from the outset, he said, "Carso, I'm on board. You don't need to worry about me, mate. Whatever you need me to do, I'm in." And for a coach at local level, it's unheard of to just get that support straight away. And, good help is hard to find. There's no doubt about that, but someone of his calibre, he's been fantastic for me. I ask lots of questions of him. I'm picking his brain, and as do our playing group. But he's just such a level head and a really measured approach, and his school teaching background, his explanation on drills and game plans or scenarios, you can't not understand what he's talking about. He explains it really, really well. So I'm really looking forward to the game starting to roll out and just see sort of how we evolve there. But he's been fantastic so far.
Carso, obviously three practice matches, starting off with Werribee Districts and then into Ballarat League duo Melton and Sebastopol. So it's a nice little build-up heading into 2022.
Yeah, all three teams are Divi 1 teams. We know Districts. We've played over a number of years now. Got a really good relationship with those boys. Always give us a good push. And, And the same with Sebastopol. We've got a little bit of connection through our footy club and theirs, and they've really improved out of sight. So that's another really good hit out. Melton jump on this year. Was a connection through Matty Kershaw or somewhere like that. So I think for us, it was more about, you know, we want to keep those relationships, but we just need grounds and availability. And fortunate around Ballarat and or Werribee that they've got some grounds available. They're quite hard to come by around Geelong at this time of year. So they're going to be three really good hitouts for us. And I think we'll know, you know, where we're at.
Good. Give us a unheralded player, somebody that maybe saw a bit of senior footy last year, but, you know, might have snuck under the radar, but somebody you think that's ready to take the next step?
For me, it's probably going to, well, and I'm hoping, but from what I see right now, it's Jack Mullen. Jack probably played 10 out of 11 games last year, potentially maybe 9 out of 11 games last year, but I don't think there would be many people who know who Jack is, to be honest.
Other than those in the forward pocket at South Bowen?
Yeah, those young boys might know who he is. But Jack has trained his backside off over the summer. He's got himself in really good condition, body-wise. His fitness is elite now. And he is just working on his game constantly and grabbing myself or Hoodie and just keeps at it and at it and at it. So hoping he's done the work. So hoping he really gets the reward and shows everyone what he's got.
Will he spend most of his time forward or do you see some midfield minutes for him?
Probably both, yeah. He's got himself in a really good, you know, physical condition now, so there's no reason why he can't play more midfield roles as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Just adds to that depth, doesn't it, in your midfield? And you need that at GFL level. You need 8, 9, 10 blokes being able to run through there at any one time.
100%. And fortunately, I feel like, you know, while we might be lacking a little bit of height, our depth through our mids and the versatility we've got is going to be a real strength of ours. So that's something that we'll be really leaning on and something we're going to need, obviously, to hold us in good stead.
Yep. Anybody that'll make a delayed start to the season, Carso, or you expect everybody to be, you know, barring anything going wrong in the next 5 or 6 weeks, being right for round one?
Touch wood, mate. I think we should be okay. I'm hoping. Anyway, there's nothing that seems to be standing out, jumping out at me right now.
Yep.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, absolutely. Well, fingers crossed for another great year for St Joseph's. Obviously, the footy that the club's played over the past decade under, firstly, Heath Jamieson and yourself has always had you in contention, and that's where you expect to be again in 2022. We get to see you early. We see you round one. We look forward to it on K-Rock Footy. I think things will be ready to go at 10 past two on Saturday, April 2, and that first ruck contest. I reckon all eyes might be on Zampatti and Walsh going at each other in the middle of Drew Oval, which will be fantastic. Carso, thanks for kicking us off for season 2022 as part of the season countdown, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Excellent. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it, mate.
You've been listening to K-Rock Football's season countdown. Keep an eye on krockfootball.com.au for new episodes in the lead up to the 2022 local football season.